So we are holding now on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. They are holding on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, I believe. Yes. They're holding on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the top. So we are going to be, you know, I guess a little bit behind. The goal today would be to get to probably the sixth wide line in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and that would put us in perfect schedule for next week to finish up with the 2 days on Lamed Beis and Aleph, and then we can start the following week. Morning cut and Bezus Hashem. But this past on Monday, the last thing we learned was the Mishnah had discussed all the different things that we read, the different Kriyas HaTorah and Haftaras that we have. Actually, it didn't even discuss the Haftaras, did it? It did not. But we will discuss here the Haftaros that we have, and that concludes Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay. Do you want to do the Hadron? You want to do the last Amud? Yeah, somebody want to give the last Amud? I'm happy to pass the torch.
I'll say a Dvar Torah at the Tzium.
At which Tzium?
Megillah.
No, I'm saying at the Shavuos?
We have
on Shavuos?
Yeah.
Very good. Because, you know, the whole shul is going to be there. It's going to be a big Zach. You come put your money where your mouth is, buddy.
Why are you laughing? He's laughing. Are you assassins of the boy?
I would be.
Are you assassins of the boy?
You want to give a tartar? Did you finish? Did your father's finish? Megillah. Did you finish Megillah?
No.
I was in yeshiva with your Abba.
No? Really?
Dr. Norman Chappelle,
Ah, very good. Okay. At any rate, we digress. If you want to give that Dvar Torah, I would be thrilled to hear it. Okay.
You intimidated me now.
I did. I'm sorry, but I didn't want to put it on you. You know, like when we're in front of everybody. But the whole show will be there.
Well, hopefully they won't. Hopefully not everybody will stay to listen.
Can
to
we
me.
Give? No, right. Well,
can we give?
They will.
Can we give over the Gemara with a? The Gemara tells us we can tell a Balavo Zoda to do what with their Vodazar. Oh,
yes, that'll be Rises right Torah.
We're going to give you some memorable quotes.
That'll be Rises right Torah.
It's really just what he remembers.
Rises is going to get very worked up, very emotional about the Dvar Torah.
In those Gemaras, I'm godless. You know, I know about that.
Yeah.
I wish other Gemara was like that. I'd
fantastic. It was Chaf Hamad Beis, if you want to look it up again, if you want to chazer it. I would be thrilled to hear that at the... at the Siyam, that would be fantastic.
In the crowd.
I don't think there's anything that
and
can
if we
heal.
I only want to request that we bring a bottle of Vodazara to the Siyam, so I can really tell him.
Oh, you could tell us it right. Yeah. You could actually act it out.
So if I got to give a suck from Malinowitz, who in the audience is a bottle of Vodazara?
I know a guy.
You know a guy? Yeah. Unfortunately, I know several of them.
Very good. So we begin this tonight's limud discussing the different. Kriyas HaTorah and Haftaros, and it's almost literally a whole Amid of just going through the different Kriyas for each Chag. Tan Rabbanan. But Pesach, we're at the beginning of the Gemara in the sixth line of the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, but Pesach.
Lamed Aleph,
Amid Aleph. We'll do about an Amid and a half tonight, and it should go very quickly.
Pesach, okay.
Bet Pesach, Karma Parshas Moados. On Pesach, we read the different Parshios of the Chagim. Umaftirin be Pesach Galgal, and then we have a haftarah about Pesach Galgal, which was in Yehoshua, where they celebrated Pesach. The Ha'itna nowadays, the Ikatrei Yomi, where we have 2 days. If you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we are not. Yom Akama be Pesach, the first day is Pesach Galgal. Ulamachar be Pesach Yoshiyahu, and the following day is a Pesach Yoshiyahu, where it says that they never had a Pesach like that. It was an incredible Pesach that they celebrated. Yoshiyahu brought everybody back to tshuva. Ushar Yemos HaPesach, and the other days of Pesach, Melakit V'Korim in Yonoshel Pesach. You read random krios about the Inyan of Pesach, which is scattered throughout throughout the Torah. Maihi, what are those? Rav Papa Mapu Simon. The Simon is Mapu. What is Mapu? So Rashi says Mapu, the Mem, stands for Mishchu Kulchem Tzon, where they're commanded to take the Tzon and wrap it up, tie it up to the doorpost, bedpost. The Aleph is Im Kesef Talveh Asami, which ends off talking about Pesach. The third, the Pei, is Psalacha, Shnei Lechol Savanim Karishonim. And I think, again, also at the end, we speak about the Moados. And Vayidaber, Sheba Baaloscha, which is in Baaloscha, is also talking about Pesach.
Pesach Sheni, right?
Yes, right. Exactly. Very good. Talking about Pesach Sheni. Oh. Exactly. Very good. That's the Mapu Simen. Yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach, the very last day of Pesach, Korn Vayhiba Shalach Paro Sa'am, that's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Umaftir and Vayidaber David. And then we have the Haftarah of Vayidaber David, which also discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim and all of those, the greatness of Hashem. Ulamachar, and the following day, if you are a Yom Tov Sheninik, Kol HaBachor, we read Kol HaBachor Asher Yilod, and also, which also ends with Pesach, Umaftir and Od Hayom, and we end off with Od Hayom, which also discusses the greatness of Hashem, taking us out of Mitzrayim, v'chulei, v'chulei.
Just right? Curious, actually, Kriyas Yom Suf, did that actually take place on the
Shavuot Shel Pesach?
That took place on Shavuot Shel Pesach.
Yes, yes.
That was 7 days after they left Mitzrayim.
What?
That was 7 days after they left Mitzrayim?
That was 7 days.
Like
that was
6 days, really 6 days, right?
6 days after. Yeah.
Because I love. Okay.
But I thought, what about the Indian of eating before midnight? So you, it's like coinciding with crossing the Yom Tov. That's only a Shavuot Shel Pesach.
The Indian of eating before, you're talking about the Afikomen.
No, I thought there was something tied to that with crossing the Yom Tov. I could be mistaken. I've been mistaken many times.
You're talking about
on Lal Seder. There's an Indian to do something in correlation to Yom Tov with the physical time, but it's only on Shavuot Shel Pesach.
I did not know that.
What are you saying? Sorry, what is this?
No, that there's some correlation at the Pesach Seder to the physical time of crossing the Yom Tov. But
I mean,
based on everybody's look, I feel like I'm wrong.
I'm not saying that you're wrong, and I'm not saying you're right, but you're wrong.
I hear the last part. The first part,
he's not saying
you're wrong,
but you're
I don't
wrong.
Think that's I'm correct.
Wrong.
Yeah. I don't think that's correct. I don't know if there is such an Indian. Listen, there might be an Indian to commemorate Kriyas Yom Tov, but I don't think it coincides. I never heard that. I never heard such a thing.
Perhaps something about like when kids start throwing water at the table. And that's,
see, maybe I'm confused between shtick and Hashem Torah,
right,
which
is
bad.
That's a bad. That's a bad confusion.
That could be a problem.
There is a minhag to act out Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
But that's a different
physical time of leaving or crossing the Yom Tov. It could be correlating with leaving Mitzrayim.
Yeah, it could be leaving Mitzrayim. Vahiba chatzia laila. Right? That could be. Okay. Anywho, says the Gemara. That doesn't make sense either. But anyway, fine. So the Gemara says Kol HaBachor Maftir and Od Hayom, which talks about the downfall of Sancheriv, which happened on Shemini Shel Pesach, I believe. Lil Pesach, it says over here, it happened on Lil Pesach that he went kaputniak. Amar Abaye, v'ha'idna nowadays, nahog alma l'mikri. Nowadays, what we do read is, mashach tura, kadosh bekaspa, pasal b'madbara, and shalach buchra. These are just simanim of what, these are the first words of what we actually read. Mashach is mishchu lachem tzon. The tura is shor o kesev o eiz. Kadesh is kadesh likol b'chor. The kaspa is im kesev talveh sami. Psal is psalacha shnei l'chos avanim k'rishonim. B'madbara is, I don't know what Madbara is. Madbara is a reference to B'midbar Sinai, when they were in Midbar Sinai, reference to, I think it's a reference to Matan Torah? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Shalach is Vayehi b'shalach paro sa'am. Bukhra is Kadesh Likol Bechor again, I believe, yeah. And fine, so that's that one. Batzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, this Barlach, where you should count 7 weeks, which makes sense. Umaftirin b'Chabakuk. And the Haftarah is about Chabakuk, which also references Matan Torah. Acherim Amrim, others say, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, we read B'Chodesh HaShlishi, which was actually Matan Torah, Umaftirin b'Merkava. And we're mafter with the Merkava, which discusses the greatness of Hashem.
Isn't that what we do?
But
like a cherim?
Yes.
For Kriyas Torah and
no. I believe so. I don't know why there's no little thing over there. No, wait a second. V'ha'idna nowadays, the Ikatre Yomi, where there's 2 days. One second. Avdina Ketravayhu, we do like both of them, v'ipcha, and the opposite. Yeah. Meaning, we actually do both of them. And so we do... B'chodesh HaShlishi, yeah, we do we do Bachodesh HaShlishi. In Chutz La'aretz, they do Bachodesh HaShlishi on day one, and on day two, they do Shiva Shavuos. Mm. I believe you're right. B'Rosh Hashanah B'Chodesh HaShvi. Rosh Hashanah, we read about the Chodesh HaShvi, right? Which is the Torah discussion about Rosh Hashanah. U'maftir and haben yakil Ephraim. Right, where Ephraim is so dear to me, is a reference of Hashem towards His people. V'yesh omrim v'Hashem pakad esara. But some people say we don't read that, but rather we don't read Bachodesh Hashvi. We read v'Hashem pakad esara, which is what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, umaftiran b'chana, and our haftarah is a b'chana, which is again what we do. V'ha'inna d'ikatrei yomi. Nowadays, but we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Back then, when they had 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, the immediate surrounding areas of Yerushalayim, where they had 1 day, so that was their issue. Here nowadays, now everybody has 2 days, and even back then, most people had 2 days because the shluchim couldn't get that far. So the shluchim were able to get to the surrounding cities, towns of Yerushalayim, but that was about it.
So it was after Korban Beis Hamikdash that there was 2 day Rosh Hashanah for everybody?
Yes. After they stopped taking Edom, right? Which happened a little bit after that.
I'm a little bit confused because Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaRichta, right?
Two days Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaRichta. Yes. Consider Yom HaRichta.
Okay, so what's pshat with the 2 days? In other words, it's intrinsic that Rosh Hashanah is for 2 days.
No, it's not intrinsic that Rosh Hashanah is for 2 days. What you're saying is you are quoting a halachic term that our 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered a Yom HaRichta, meaning that they're not considered two Yomim Tovim. They have a din of a Yom HaRichta, which has certain implications, certain halachic implications, but it doesn't mean to say that Rosh Hashanah is inherently a 2 day chag. And therefore, and it's 2 days that's considered 1 day.
Is the second day Daraisa or Darabana?
The second day is considered, I believe, it's Darabanan, but it has halachos of
Daraisa.
It takes on the same properties as Yom Rishon.
Don't you know the Hank Greenberg quote? He asked his rabbi, could he play on Rosh Hashanah? He said, you can only play on the second day, the first day is Daraisa.
Oh, wow. Really? Hank Greenberg. Okay. Gadol Batar.
Yeah. So, a couple years back.
We should have asked Sandy Koufax's rabbi.
That was Yom Kippur.
That was right when he married the guy?
That was Yom Kippur.
Right when he married the second guy.
We should have married the guy, really?
Yeah, but don't worry, Yasser Blum.
Sandy Koufax?
Yeah. It's good they forgot. It's good they leave that part of the story out, you know?
Yom Kippur alone.
Both of them.
It was a Kiddush Hashem what he did.
It was an absolute Kiddush Hashem, absolutely.
Follow that up.
He got the Rosh Hashanah.
Listen, you can't win them all, right? You know, even the best teams lose 60 games a year. Okay.
Got the Rosh Hashanah.
Take off. Fine. Okay. All right. Anyway, back here, somehow we got off on that, which we commonly do magically. We were talking about Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden, Sandy Koufax. Yom Kippur, Koran Achrimos. On Yom Kippur, we read Achrimos. So there's nobody in this basement. It's everybody's hearing what we're saying over here. It's very embarrassing.
Nobody who's here can really kick us out of the show anyway. They have no authority anyway, so we can go by it.
Yeah. Okay. Yom Kippurim Korm Achrimos, which is what we do. Umaftir and Kikoma Ramvanisa. So says Hashem, who is exalted. Okay. What is Kichochem Ramanisa? It's talking about the Midah of Tshuva over there, right? Fine. Uba Mincha, and a Mincha time Korin Barayos. We read the Arayos, which is what we do. Umaftirin Biyona, and we have a Haftar of Yona. Why do we read Arayos on Yom Kippur? Because Arayos is really our prime sin. That is like the ultimate. That is like the ultimate Yetzirah, if you will, exactly. The ultimate Yetzirah. And Baruch Hashem, I guess Baruch Hashem for, you know, Klal Yisrael does the best job with it. I had to put a filter on my phone because I was looking through Fox News, and it's like you can't even read Pashto News anymore.
Yeah, Fox News. You can't even go to the most powerful website, a dentist website or a lawyer's website without seeing the most.
That's correct. You cannot see to any of the anyway. So I was scrolling through the news and I said, you know, enough is enough. So I put a filter on my phone. Okay, so I started doing some research on filters. So I picked a company that would do my filter. So I called them up because I couldn't download it myself. It was very hard to install it. So I had them install it for me, and they were guiding me through it. And they walked me through every single site or type of site that I might want. And they would say, okay, do you want the Weather Channel? I'm like, weather I use. Like, leave the Weather Channel. And they're like, okay, what about business? I'm like, I kind of need the business. What about states and IRS? I'm like, yeah, I need that. And, you know, different things. And what about entertainment? I'm like, no, take off the entertainment. I don't need entertainment. So different things.
ESPN.com.
Right, they asked me about sports. I said, I want sports. So like, leave sports. Fine. But anyway, so then they said, what about religion? I said, yeah, I think I want the religion. Leave the religion. They said, what about Jewish websites? I'm like, yeah, I want Jewish websites. They're like, what about from websites? I'm like, what are you? Like, how many of your clients?
This is a Jewish company?
No. I'm like, how many of your customers are Jewish? They're like, most of our customers are religious Jews.
I don't know, maybe it's owned by a Jew.
I have no idea.
You did this in the States or here?
Here. I did here.
But you call the number in the States.
It's a number of States, yeah. It's a 718 number. Okay, it's Brooklyn, probably. It's probably New York.
I just deleted my web browser.
But it's supposed to be one of the best. It's called Gentech Solution. It's supposed to be one of the best. You know? It has, like, the best reviews. So I got it. I pay for it.
I don't want to bring this too far back to what we were talking about.
No, this is very pertinent.
And that totally coincides with Chris Yamsu.
And that brings us to...
So we're saying that...
But anyway, we do a good job.
And then we read about Arias because that's like our biggest taiba. But before there were a two-day Rosh Hashanah, and we had Beis Hamikdash, was the taiva, wasn't the taiva
Avodah Zara was in times of the Nevi'im. Avodah Zara was much greater.
But the reading was still adjusted for the future?
A lot of the Avodah Zara was through Tashmish and these types of things.
I hear. But this is back, I don't know, when back in the times of the Nevi'im, I don't know what they did. This is like the times of the Amoraim. This is Tanaim and Amoraim. So this is post Nevi'im. So maybe, you know, and I don't know. I don't know that. What?
So we're saying that before that, maybe they read.
It could be. I don't know how they practiced before. It's a good question. I don't know. But this has been our Achilles heel.
Directly correlate to our biggest taiva, or it's just as nice that we're connecting it.
I guess the former. I mean, I guess you have to say that, because otherwise, what is the connection between Arias per se and right? I mean, there isn't really a connection per se, other than the fact that the sins that we're atoning for essentially are very much, very, you know, I mean, so many of our al-chits are clapping towards Arias and lewdness, and I mean, there's so many of them, you know, and like. You know, one of them is like, I never say brachos. The other one's like, other 10 of them are like, you know, like some form of like, you know, Ervon and Arias and stuff like that.
In these past parashas that we just had,
yeah,
the word kadosh is always implication of Arias.
That's right.
That's where kadosh is used.
That's what Rashi says. Kol makom shemat shat motze kedusha at motze erva. Right.
And since Yom Kippur is the epitome of Yom Kedusha,
yeah.
So... It associates with a person who is Nivdal from Gashmir.
Shgaya! Well done! Well done! Okay, Ervin, very good. That's a very good...
I didn't want to hear the end.
Okay. Well,
finished.
I happened to be saying early on, but it's good.
A person from Precious, when you separate yourselves from a Maisa Behema, which is Chumriyat, which is Arias, then you arrive on the level of Kedusha, of this... Of just of that. And so in its act effect the Maral says then, so what about the other mitzvahs? Don't you get kedusha there? So he says no. He says the other mitzvahs, the kedusha you get is just to maintain the kedusha that you gained from Arias. Arias is the ikur form of kedusha that there is. And all the other mitzvahs are just to maintain that status when you're nivdal from Arias.
Great stuff.
When nivdal or done in a holy way, or both?
No, when you separate yourself from the physical world, from a maisa behema, from Arias, when you separate yourself from such a thing, you come to the level of kedusha.
I.e., Chavos Lovo was shar aprishus. He has a whole shar,
aprishus. And it's about that. No, lav dafka.
I mean, amongst
many, amongst many other things. Many other things to be poured from.
Yeah.
Aha. Okay.
That was our Musa Zeta.
Very good. Now we can get back to our Gemara.
Talking about your phone thing?
What?
Now we go back into your phone?
Oh, no, I think I'm off the phone already. I've said what I wanted to say. But my point is that, you know, I mean, so many, from people, Baruch Hashem, like, we're leading the charge in terms of blocking these things. And,
right,
you know.
That's gone.
What?
Seth can't tolerate it anymore.
It's enough. Yaakov had something relevant to say.
Then what do you mean? This is very, very important. I understand you.
But how come you went to the Weather Channel?
What?
They usually pick the most gorgeous women to save the little Weather Channel.
Oh. Oh. I hear, sure, I hear. Yeah. It's very good.
Not that you have the Weather Channel.
I have an app.
Yeah, who's the one? I have the Weather
I have an app that tells me the weather. I was worried if I said Weather Channel that I can't even access that app. Like, I want to know Beit Shemesh. What's like today's weather?
Like a 23-inch snowstorm and like a violent windstorm coming through, and you have like a model up there telling people like about this like tragedy that's going to be taking place. And, like,
yeah. I hear. Okay, you guys are making me feel very guilty about this. Okay, I got
to
get a better filter.
Nobody really. David Stein's the only one's going to listen to this.
Okay, yeah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly. Maybe David Stein will listen to this. Nobody else. I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
All you need is this weather app. You don't need a channel.
No, it blocks the apps. If I told him I want a weather blocked,
really?
It's going to block the app.
Really? That's
it'll
awesome.
Block it. Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
You kidding me? This filter blocks any skin. It'll block skin. Anything you see skin, it'll block it.
Ooh. Just go outside. It's amazing. Just go outside and see what the weather's like. What do you need a weather channel?
Come on, you all know what 12 o'clock is like when you're at 6 a.m. You have no idea. Anyway, back here in the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This is great stuff. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shatamotzeg gvaroso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, if for those who say V'yitin lecha on Motzei Shabbos, you'll be very familiar with this line. I'm getting blank stares, so nobody here says V'yitin lecha.
He's looking at me, I'm looking at him.
I am the only one that says V'yitin lecha, so I know this quite well. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom shatamotzeg gvaroso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, does anybody say it? Raise your hand if you say it.
He does.
It's a very nice tefillah to say, and it's a skula for Parnassa, by the way. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, it is. I remember when I first started saying V'yitin lecha, again, we're not learning Gemara tonight, I don't know if you guys are interested, but when I started saying V'yitin lecha, I saw a spike in my income. So just so you know, like that's how these segulas really work. Is like in the beginning, you really see like a nice push, and then after a while, it kind of settles down, but you have to kind of maintain the bitachon that original push is really inspiring further, you know, it's just kind of scattered throughout life.
You know what's very great for is like on Motzei Shabbos when your neshama Yisera is leaving you and you feel like it's depressed and wound down, it like re-elevates it.
Oh, very good. That's a nice thing to think about. I usually just went through the words, but that's very good. That's very nice.
I'm going to try it this week.
Try it. We could all use a few more pennies in our pocket.
My stomachs go up.
Now you're testing it. Now you're testing it. You can't test Hashem in this.
It's a growing tinus.
You can only test Hashem
in Tzaka.
You can't test Hashem with V'yitin lecha. At any rate.
Of course, Yom Kippur. Last Yom Kippur.
What?
Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Mincha on Yom Kippur. I was mispal during Shemun Esrei for the fact that I'm able to live in Eretz Yisrael with Minuchas and Nefet Yishuvetas, you know, and that I don't have to the tirfa to worry about, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Motzei Yom Kippur, when I got in line, and on Yom Kippur itself, I made $22,000.
Wow. You should fast more often.
Two options.
Wow.
On marijuana stocks.
Marijuana stock, who cares what it is?
Cool.
That's fantastic. That's a great story. That's a fantastic story.
I should invest in marijuana.
That's not the takeaway.
That's not the takeaway.
It could have been marijuana. It could have been anything else. It could have been IBM. It could have been Apple.
Anyway,
what?
I hope by marijuana stocks.
Fantastic. All right. We're getting way off now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. But that's a great story. Great story. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Anytime you see the greatness, the power of Hashem, you'll also find his anava, his humility. So along with his greatness comes the humility, and that's the ultimate sign of greatness, is that when you have greatness and yet you are humble instead. Davar zeh kasuv b'Torah, this matter, this idea, this concept is written in the Torah, v'shanim b'Neviim, it's repeated again in the Neviim, u'shlush b'Ksuvim, and it's repeated for a third time in Ksuvim. Kasuv b'Torah, it's written in the Torah once, ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem, your God, is the God of all gods, and he is the master of all masters. Uksiv basrei, and immediately after when it says his greatness, what does it say? Osem mishpat yasom ve'almana. He seeks justice for the yasom and the almana, right? For the orphan and for the widow who is struggling. So he is exalted. He's fantastic, but he will make sure that every single person, no matter how downtrodden, is taken care of. That's his greatness. Shana ben Aviyim, this concept is repeated in Navi. So says Hashem, who is exalted upon everything and is and whose name is holy. And immediately afterwards it says, Vez daka ushval ruach, and he helps out the daka, those who are downtrodden, ushval ruach, and those who are in the dumps.
Lowly spirit,
thank you. Moshulish baksuvim, it is written a third time in the ksuvim, because exalt Hashem, he who rides in the aravos and the shamayim, bekashmo, with his name being ka. Uksiv basrei, and immediately afterwards, what does it say? Avi yisomim v'dayan almanos. He is the father of the yisomim, and he is the judge of the almanos. So again, he takes care of the downtrodden. So we see the greatness of Hashem, and immediately afterwards, we see how humble and how much he comes down for everybody. That was said in the context of Yom Kippur. We say Kiko Amaram V'nisa. That's why they brought down this little ditty. But anyway, we go back to Kriyas HaTorah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkos, Korim Parshas Muados Shebetoras Kohanim. We read the same thing as we read on Pesach. Umaftir and Hinei Yom Bo LaHashem. This is the day that Hashem comes, and it's talking about Moshe Mashiach. V'ha'idna Deikatrei Yomi. Nowadays, there are 2 days of Sukkos. L'machar Mikro Hachanami Karinan. The following day, we read the very same thing. So we read 2 consecutive days with the same thing in Sukkos. After Imai Maftarinan, what do we say for Haftarah? By Kalu El Melech Shlomo. Everybody gathered by Shlomo, which happened on Sukkos. Ushar Kol Yimei Sachag, all the rest of the days of Chag, what do we do for the rest of the days of Sukkos? Korin B'Karbonos Achag. We read the Karbonos of the Chag. Yom Tov Achron Korin Kol Bechor. On the last day of Sukkos, we read Kol HaBechor. And Kol HaBechor is, instead of just starting from Kol HaBechor, we read also Mitzvos V'chukim U'Bechor. We read the Mitzvos and the Chukim because those have a lot to do with Sukkos, because it's Chag HaOsif. So a lot of these Chukim and Mitzvos are talking about Leket Shechan Peah, giving a Halva, giving Tzedakah to an Aniyim, V'chulei V'chulei. A lot of this stuff has to do
with
Sukkos. First seven days of Sukkos. We haven't gotten to a Shemini Atzeres yet.
What do you mean? The seventh day of Sukkos in Eretz Yisrael is Shemini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Sukkos, then you have Shemini Atzeres the next day.
Right. So, 1 second. Shemini Atzeres is, Sukkos is 7 days, Shemini Atzeres is the eighth day. So right. You're saying Chutz La'aretz is 7 and 8. What are you saying? 8 and 9.
So I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, what do we read on the last day of Sukkos / Shemini Atzeres?
Last day of Sukkos is not Shemini Atzeres. Last day of Sukkos is Sukkos.
In Chutz La'aretz, Shemini Atzeres and Simchat Torah are 2 separate days, and in Israel is the same thing.
Yeah, Shemini Atzeres is 1 day. Right. What, Shemini Atzeres, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Shemini Atzeres is Shemini. It's not Shemini.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Simchas Torah and Shemini Atzeres.
Simchas Torah and Shemini Atzeres, right. That's different, that we're going to learn in a second.
Okay.
Yom Tov Achron Korin Kol HaBechor. On the last day of Sukkos, we read Kol HaBechor, Mitzvah Zechukim HaBechor. U'maftirin Vahik Chalot Shlomo. And then where the Haftarah is, when Shlomo finished the Mikdash. L'machar Korin V'zo Sabracha. The following day, which is Shemini Atzeres, Shlomo Simchas Torah, we read V'zo Sabracha. Umaftirin vayamod Shlomo, and the haftarah is vayamod Shlomo. Shlomo got up. What is this? What is vayamod Shlomo? I don't know. What is that? What is that haftarah? I don't know. Do you have anything for that? What is vayamod Shlomo? I don't even know.
Our scroll. What is scroll? It has everything. Where are we?
It's from Shmuel. No, it's from Malachi.
49.
Does it say what the context is? I don't know.
It says V'imchal Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Nisan ba'Adar be'Chad b'Shabbos on a Sunday. Maftirin b'Shabbos, Hakodemus es Haftorah Shkalim or Hakodesh. Lo Haftorah Machar Chodesh.
Machar, no, that's you're already ahead. You're 5 lines ahead of me.
What is this referring to?
Vayamot Shlomo. Where's Vayamot Shlomo? Is it here? Are you ahead? 1 second. No, Maftir and Vayamot Shlomo, 49.
Note 49, yeah. So
49, here we go.
Oh, this one.
Or 49. No, you're over here.
Oh.
Shvil Special Moshas. Chanukah Space HaMikdash. It's Chanukah Sabayis. That's what it's talking about. Okay. At any rate, the Gemara continues. Am Rav Huna Marav. Shabbos Shechal Yos B'cholo Shel Moed. When Chol HaMoed falls out on a Shabbos, Bein B'Pesach Bein B'Sukkos, Mikra Karina and Re'eata. We read Re'eata. This is, I think, talking about where Hashem puts Moshe in the cleft of the rock and passes in front of him. Afturi bePesach, what do we read for Haftarah? On Pesach, we read Ha'atzamos HaYaveshos. We read the dry bones of Yechezkel. Well, B'Sukkos, why on Pesach? I don't remember why. And it doesn't say over here why, but we do. Here, Sheyatzim in Mitzrayim Lefnei Akeitz. Aha. Ha'atzamos HaYaveshos is also talking about Yemosim, when all the dry bones rise up. And here we're talking about rising up.
Yosef, we had to take off Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim, right?
Yes, that's true.
So that's... That.
Okay, could be.
Whatever that means.
Okay. Ubesukos b'yom ba gog, right? Melchemes gog amagog. So there's a tradition that the Melchemes gog amagog is going to happen on Sukkos. Mashiach is going to come on Pesach, I think. And Gog Magog happens on Sukkos. I think that's the way it goes.
I think we say Leviathan. We use Leviathan.
Yeah, for, exactly. You gotta. I mean,
they're sitting around the house complaining. What are we gonna do? Here's the Shia. Stop complaining.
What right. Greater entertainment for Chol HaMoed?
You want a goat?
I mean, Gog Magog beats a Shweki concert for Chol HaMoed.
For sure, for sure. No question about it. And it's a lot cheaper.
Absolutely,
it's a lot cheaper.
No, okay. I saw Shweki for free on Chol HaMoed.
That's true, but that's the exception.
You saw Shweki for free?
He was over here.
Yeah, two, 3 years.
And Shweki? You're talking about Shapiro, more as Mordechai Shapiro.
No, Shweki was here for free.
Really, for free?
Again, before you came. It was before your time.
Man. See, everything happened before my time. No. Anyway, B'Chanukah. On Chanukah, what do we read? B'Nesiim, we read about the Nesiim, they're in the Davos. Umaftirin B'Neros de Zachariah. Zachariah had the prophecy of Neros. He had two prophecies. One of them is about Neros. If two Shabbos fall out on Chanukah, so in other words, Chanukah falls out on either a Friday. Shabbos would have to, the first day of Chanukah would have to be Shabbos. So then the first day and then the eighth day of Chanukah would be Shabbos. So you have two Shabboses that Chanukah. So Kamaisa B'Neros de Zachariah. The first reading would be, meaning the first Shabbos would be Neros of Zechariah, Bas Raisa B'Neros Shlomo. And the second Shabbos we would read the Neros of Shlomo, which he says, Vayas Chirom, Ves HaMenoros, Chamesh Mimen. I guess this is talking about where Shlomo built the different parts of the Mikdash and he brought in the Menoros. I think that's what it's talking about. But I'm not positive. But Purim, what do we read Purim? Vayavo Malik. So that we know by Avraham Malik, Barashi Chadashem on Rosh Chodesh we read Uvarashi Chadshechem, which makes sense. Rosh Chodesh Achalios b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Maftirin v'Hayam Midei Chodesh b'Chadsho, we read Midei Chodesh b'Chadsho, which makes sense. Midei Shabbos b'Shabbato v'chule. Chalios be'Echad b'Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh falls out the following day, Sunday? Me'etmol. Then yesterday, the day before, which is Shabbos, Maftirin Vayomer Lo Yonasam Machar Chodesh. It's a reference to Machar Chodesh. I never really understood why we read on Machar Chodesh, Machar Chodesh. Why do we read just because it says Machar Chodesh? Like, is there any other reference in that whole? Like, I can't even find any reference in the entire segment to the fact that it's the following day is Rosh Chodesh. Like, just because it says Machar Chodesh, we're going to read. It's a little bit strange. I don't know what the pshat is, but that's what we read nowadays also. Amar Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos, Maftirin Chodsheichem U'Moadechem Sana Nafshi Hayu Alay L'Torach. We read the Haftorah of your months, your Chodeshes, and your Moads, your Moads. I hate, Hashem says, I hate them. They are a bother to me. My hayulah l'torach. What does it mean? They are a trouble to me. They are a bother to me. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo dayan lahem leYisrael shechotin lefanai. It's not enough that Klal Yisrael actually sins in front of me. Ela shematrichin osi leida ezug zerakasha avi alehem. But they are matriach me. That's the torach. They are matriach me to figure out how am I going to punish them. In other words, they are so terrible. They do so many acts of wickedness that I have that Hashem has to figure out what is the proper mida keneged mida that I can seek retribution against them for all the different sins that they've done. How do I figure this out, so to speak? As if Hashem has a hard time with this, but that's what it's talking about.
This is the Navi speaking, or this is
the... Yeah, this is the Navi speaking, and this is from Yeshayahu. And the Marsha points out the Chashechem Uadechem son of Nafshi is talking about how Klal Yisrael worship. They are not talking about our Moadim, talking about the Goyim's Moadim, how we celebrate the Goyim's Moadim, i.e. Xmas, and how you know how we get into Xmas in these ways, you know, or, you get into the holiday spirit.
Or at all time of the year where there's a lot of secular Jewish holidays in this country especially, that could be shaykh to this Gemara as well.
Yeah,
I had this whole conversation with my son today about Holocaust remembrance. Well, I'm trying to tell him, like, the day we mourn the dead of Am Yisrael is on Tisha B'Av. That's what Chazal, that's right. And we're talking about also, and Rav Molinowitz many years ago gave this whole drusha about all these holidays were instituted to destroy Torah. They were hit ultimately by the kafira.
No. Not to destroy Torah.
I knew I was going
to
get that.
Yeah, I was like, where?
You got to know, your crowd, buddy. You got to know your crowd.
It's not about the crowd.
Is there anything secular about remembering Jews that died in the Holocaust? It's the holiest thing you could possibly do.
That's
the holiest thing. Tisha B'Av is Chorban Bayit Sheni.
That's the granddaddy. That's the Av Malacha. But you have all the toldos, all the tragedy that's taking place.
You know, it's this type of view that
I love it. That's great.
Pull out the gloves. Haredim from being a part of the Jewish people. It's
because
you guys want to separate yourself from the Jewish people. We will never be united.
No.
If you think of it, most of Klal Yisrael here is not observed Tisha B'Av. So at least their marker the fact there was a Holocaust.
Okay, that's right. I don't think you're saying there. you shouldn't
I'm not talking about Yom Yerushalayim, I'm talking about Yom Sirik Ron today.
Once a year they're marker the fact that Klal Yisrael went to a tremendous korban. They don't relate Tisha B'Av to the Holocaust or any other korban.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So the sentiment is nice, but we should just know as from Yids
that
Chazal decreed Tisha B'Av to remember the deceased and the tragedies and the martyrs of Israel.
But korban bayit rishon and shem.
That's what it is. It's a great.
That's what it is. The Holocaust is something unprecedented. It didn't have a previous generation. What is wrong with that? It's the Holocaust I can think of.
Is she serious?
Watch
she was.
Love her show.
Yes. You don't want to mourn, don't mourn.
We might get hit by
the yeah.
You don't think it's...
Yes, exactly. We better move out and go to Ramat Beit Shemesh. I think it's safer there.
And that's how we ended up here.
I think you have totally wrong shot.
I don't know. But for the fact that it's good.
All right. This is a really fabulous discussion, I have to tell you. But anyway, Lamaisa, I was in Shul today. I was in Shul today when the siren went off. And there, you know, half the people stood up, and half the people, including myself, sat and learned. Because I thought to myself as I was learning, I thought to myself, you know, this is Lezecher, those who fell, and you know there were those who chose to pay respects by simply stopping everything, and those who chose to pay respects by learning, and there's two ways to do it, and there are two mahalchim, and neither of them are wrong, and that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. No. Shine. Anyway, we go on. The Gemara says like this. Okay. B'Tisha B'Av Gufei, what do we read on Tisha B'Av? My Maftarina, what Haftar do we read? Amarav Echa Haisa Lazona, right? So we read Echa. Mikra Echa Haisa Lazona, which is in also Yeshaya. Mikra Mai, what do we read? Tanya, so we have a Brisa. Acherim Omrim Ve'im Lo Sishmu Uli, that we read Ve'im Lo Sishmu Uli, the Klalos. Rav Nasan Bar Yosef Omer Ad Ana Yenatsuni Ha'amazeh, how long will these people go against me? Both of them are talking about the Meraglim. Nowadays, we don't do any of those. What we did is kisolid banim of neibanim and oshantim ba'aretz, and you get all comfortable in the land, v'chule v'chule. Umaftirin asof asifim, and then the haftar is asof asifim to um Hashem, that Hashem will gather us back in, and everything will come back. Okay, b'ma'amados, b'ma'isa b'reishis. During the ma'amados, which we had in Tainus, we read ma'isa b'reishis. Minanamili, from where do we learn that? Amar of Ami, ilmali ma'amados, if not for the fact that we have ma'amados, which is, i.e., the karbanos that we bring during these ma'amados, lo niskayim shemayim va'aretz. We would not even have shemayim va'aretz. Shenamar, as it says, im lo brisi yomam v'layla chuk shemayim va'aretz lo samti. If not for the brisi yomam v'layla, i.e., karbanos, we would not have chuk shemayim va'aretz. Uksiv. And there's a pasuk that says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'mayida." Ki'i Roshena. Avram says to Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to be Yoresh, the Eretz Yisrael? Amar Avram, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Choltim Lefanecha. Maybe you call Yisrael's going to be Choltei. V'at Oso Lehem B'Kedor Ma'abu L'Kedor HaFlaga. And you're just going to wipe them out. Amar Lo Lav, Hashem says, I would never do that. Amar Lefanev, Rebono Shel Olam B'Ma'ida. Avram says back to Hashem, how do I know that's true? Amar Lo, he says to him, K'chali Ega Meshulejes V'ayim Meshulejes V'ega Meshulash. Right, he tells out Karbanos. Basically, bring these Karbanos, i.e. he's signaling to him, Bizchus the Karbanos, Shemaim Va'aretz are going to keep. Amar Lefanev, Rebono Shel Olam, Tenach Bezman Shel Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Yeah, that's fine and good as long as we have a Beis HaMikdash. But Avram knew, in his great glory, that we were going to have a Beis HaMikdash the entire time. Bizman She'im Beis HaMikdash Kayim Matah Aleim. What's going to be when there is no Beis HaMikdash? Amar Lo, Kvar Tekanti Lahem Seder Karbanos. I've already been Misakin, Hashem says, even pre the Beis HaMikdash even being built, I've already had in mind that the Beis HaMikdash will not last, and I have Seder Karbanos, I have Tefillah of the Karbanos. Kol Zman Shekorin B'Mahen, as long as Klal Yisrael read the Karbanos, Ma'ali Ani Aleihem Ki Ilu Makrivein Lefanai Korban. I consider it as if they are bringing the Korban. U'mochel Ani Al Kol Avonos Lehem, and I am mochel on all of their sins, Ad Kan. We will stop here, and then we will pick up Mitzvah Hashem on Monday with Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We'll do a little bit of Lamed Aleph Amid. We'll do Lamed Aleph Amid Beis and a little bit of Lamed Beis. At some point, I'll stop. I have no idea what the rest of the Gemara is. I haven't done it yet, but.